It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson. A trip to the World Series is on the line as the Milwaukee Brewers face the Los Angeles Dodgers for Game 6 of the National League Championship Series tonight at Miller Park. We check in with a sports writer for the latest. What are you watching for as we head into Game 6? What did you think of Brewers manager Craig Counsell's creative use of the bullpen on Wednesday? Are you hoping to see more creativity tonight with the World Series at stake? Got a burning question about the Brewers that you'd like to ask our expert? Call us at 800-642-1234. 800-642-1234. Email address ideas@WPR.org, or you can tweet us at WPR Mornings. J.R. Ratcliffe is a trending sports reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He also hosts the Journal Sentinel's Milwaukee Brewers podcast. J.R., welcome to the morning show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So the Brewers find themselves kind of up against the wall. They need to win two straight games at home against the Dodgers to make it to the World Series. How big a challenge are they facing tonight for Game 6?
Well, it's the same challenge they've been facing the last five games against this team. This Dodgers team, I think you could argue, is the best team in the National League. You could easily put the Brewers up in that conversation, too. The Brewers won the most games this year in the NL, but the Dodgers are really good. They've got a Hall of Fame, future Hall of Fame pitcher, and Clayton Kershaw, who threw in Game 5 and made their life miserable and helped the Dodgers take a 3-2 lead in the series. They've got an offense that just never lets up. They're good pretty much 1-8 in the lineup. So they're a very tough team, but that being said, the Brewers and Dodgers have scored the same number of runs through the first five games. The Brewers have kind of found a strategy that has worked for them, so they've made it pretty interesting with the Dodgers, that's for sure. And now they get two more home games, and if they win them both, they'll be in their first World Series since 1982.
When they were in the American League.
Right, yeah, the year I was born, the year a lot of Brewers fans are have no recollection of, or just faintest recollections of. So yeah, it's a long time coming.
Yeah, I still remember having to listen to the St. Louis Cardinals home announcer call the games on CBS radio, and I still have nightmares
yeah.
about that. Anyway, the Brewers have lost their last two games in this series. It's the first time they've lost back-to-back games in more than a month. So what do they need to do tonight to get back on track?
I mean, pretty much every baseball game at this stage is kind of a coin flip. You know, it's not something that you could say for sure there's one or two things they need to do. Certainly, their offense has not been as good as we came to expect them to be in this series so far. They've got the future. He's going to win National League MVP. Christian Yelich, he has struggled a little bit. Some of their bigger hitters, Jesus Aguilar, Mike Moustakas, have really, really scuffled in this series. And it's just not making solid contact, not moving runners over when they get a chance. That's something people have stressed out about a little bit. I think primarily they just need those guys to have some big hits. I mean, Lorenzo Cain, who'd been struggling, had a couple hits in Game 5, and including an RBI double, so it seems like he's kind of coming around after struggling in this postseason. I mean, those are the guys who've made this run so memorable. And, if they're not hitting the ball, if they're not figuring out a way to get to the pitcher tonight, Ryu, for the Dodgers, they're not going to win. So they need some of their big guns to start swinging the bat.
Well, do you suppose they're maybe gripping the bats a little too tightly? Sometimes that can happen in a playoff.
Yeah, I mean, the word is pressing that you'll start to throw around when a team is struggling on offense. But, I mean, that's kind of the beauty and the frustration of a short series like this. Like, there haven't been enough games where you can safely say they're slumping even. It's just not that big of a sample. If this happened during the regular season, nobody would bat an eye. I mean, they've lost back-to-back games, but, they also won the previous game 4-0 and could have easily had either of the previous two games. And one of these losses is an extra inning loss that went 13 innings. So, I mean, they're still right there. Their pitching's been so good to keep them in it.
Okay, so in this series, Brewer manager Craig Counsell has gotten a little bit creative with the use of the team's bullpen. Do you expect to see that going forward?
I think so. They're set up. Their starters, it'd be Wade Miley, who pitched in Game 5 and then was taken out, much to everyone's surprise, after one batter, some strategic maneuvering there in Game 5. He'll be starting again tonight. He's going to be the first pitcher in a long time, and I don't remember the year, but I think it might be as far back as like 1904 or 1920, who starts back-to-back World Series games. He'll be pitching a more traditional outing tonight. He'll probably go... I'm sure the team hopes he goes 5-6 innings. That's probably the most he would go. And then tomorrow, if they win, they've got really kind of their workhorse, the lone guy that you could say is a starter that they really trust through and through, and Yoelis Chacin, who's been phenomenal this year. He would work in Game 7. It'll probably be a little more traditional than we've seen lately, but Craig Counsell has shown throughout the playoffs, throughout September, even before that, that he's willing to go to bullpen guys whenever there's even the faintest sign of trouble or just to get the right matchup. So we'll probably see a pretty aggressive bullpen usage yet again.
J.R. Ratcliffe is a trending sports reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He also hosts the Journal Sentinel's Milwaukee Brewers podcast. Game 6 and Game 7, if we need one, or if there is one, it will be played at Miller Park. How big a home field advantage is Miller Park for the Brewers?
I believe they had the most wins there of any team in the National League this year, and so it's a pretty good one. And there have been some years where it hasn't been, and the team's been still pretty decent. It's kind of, again, one of those things that comes and goes. But I mean, needless to say, at this stage of the season, it's just such a different atmosphere. It is a park that caters to home run hitters, especially if you're going to right field. So the Brewers have a couple pretty good left-handed power bats, and Mike Moustakas and Travis Shaw. Jesus Aguilar is very good at going the opposite field, so they've had a few home runs. It certainly has helped the home run hitting in that regard. They've done very well there, and you know, if you've ever been to a playoff game at Miller Park, you know kind of what the atmosphere is capable of. It's a pretty exciting place to be, and after three straight games on the West Coast, it's going to be refreshing to come home and have an audience in your favor.
And be in the right time zone. The Brewers, though, I mean, this has been a real surprise season for the Brewers in many ways. They weren't really expected to do what they've done kind of ahead of their plan. I mean, it's been we've been rebuilding for quite a while. So, I mean, I guess we have to we want to be in the World Series. It'd be a disappointment if we weren't. But, gosh, they've done way better than anybody expected, haven't they?
Yeah, I think. That's the whole fan philosophical thing. If you're told at the beginning of the year they'd be in the NLCS, you take it. But yeah, obviously being in this position, and Brewers fans know this from 2011, you just don't know. You don't know when you're going to be back, and you want to make sure you get the most out of the opportunity you have. But yeah, this is sort of in a macro sense. They are a little bit ahead of the game. The general manager, David Stearns, who is a very young guy, a lot of attention is on that, took over this team in 2015, and they were looking at what I think a lot of fans thought would be a pretty extensive rebuild. And there were a couple teams, the Cubs and the Houston Astros come to mind, as teams that had sort of just gone through a rebuild, and it had taken them a long time, 5-6 years, really compiling talent at the young, lower levels of their minor league system. Then once it finally filtered up, they saw some returns at the big league level. The Brewers didn't need that long. Everyone sort of assumed they would. It would be 6 years, maybe 5 years, 6 years. And here they are 3 years later, with the most wins in the National League, most wins, tied for the most wins in franchise history. I don't think anybody saw that coming, but after last year, there was a sign that they were really ahead of schedule when they finished one game away from a playoff spot. They were one game away from tying the Rockies and maybe even, you know, getting a tiebreaker opportunity to get into the playoffs. So that certainly informed them that they were ahead of the game, and they made a ton of moves in the offseason and at the trade deadline during the season to bolster what they already had, and the general manager David Stearns gets a lot of credit for that, and deservedly so. I mean, he's turned them around very, very quickly.
J.R. Ratcliffe is a trending sports reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He also hosts the Journal Sentinel's Milwaukee Brewers podcast. Thank you for joining us, J.R. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you bet. Hope it's a good one for everybody.
Yeah, of course, if the Brewers win, then their reward is they get to face the Boston Red Sox. Stick around later this hour for more on the Brewers and an infamous song that's getting a lot of play in light of the team's playoff run. On today's Wisconsin Life, we'll go behind the music with the song Turning Up the Heat. That's Wisconsin Life in about half an hour. Coming up next, Giant Pumpkins. It's the morning show on the Ideas Network.